The 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month marks the moment the guns fell silent on the Western Front after the bloodshed of World War One, and Remembrance Day is happening tomorrow, Bilko, and we are very fortunate to have with us right now Martin Muller. He's the Veteran Services Manager of the Gympie RSL, and he is definitely one of the busiest humans in our city, or has been certainly over the last month, haven't you, Martin?
We certainly have, yeah. It's been a fantastic month. We've done 21 separate activities up here at Gympie Sub-Branch, including in a fantastic 1940s gala dance on Saturday just previous, which was fantastic.
Oh, how Andrew beautiful.
Sisters, oh, it was fantastic, mate. They were out. We had a lovely lady that suffers a little bit, unfortunately, from old age dementia at 95, and her family brought her out, and she was toe-tapping away. It was like she was back there, and she had a marvellous evening.
Nice. So.
Oh, how gorgeous. Were people getting dressed up?
Oh, yeah. They were all in. We had uniforms, medals. The ladies had done their hair and bought frocks and all that sort of stuff from the era, and was all decorated. It was it was on song. It was great.
Oh, are you going to do that annually? I'd love to come next year.
Well, we've had so much success at it that people want to know, are we going to have an annual ball and these sorts of things? And, we're going to form a committee, and you're on it, Ali.
Oh, get me on.
Ali will do that boogie-woogie bugle boy.
Yes, I love the idea of that. Good on you. And something else that's been brought to our attention that we really wanted to hear more about is the Spirit of Anzac Award that you guys have come up with, and this is for our local high school students.
That's right, yeah. So the Board of Directors, headed up by one of the directors, Jan Collins, is very passionate about our young ones. They came up with a concept last year. We went to the schools and said, we want to come up with a 20-year program, a perpetual program to recognise those kids in your school which actually have some of the qualities of what we would call an ANZAC. And so it's a $50,000 commitment over 20 years. So the five schools receive $500 to each of the successful students annually. And they've got a trophy which they can put up there, a shield that we've donated to each of the schools. So the kids need to be focused on human well-being and social reform, these sorts of things, help their peers
wonderful.
And community members, have an understanding of, you know, what it means to look after human dignity, show compassion, you know, these sorts of things. So not just academic and sporting results. We're focused on the substance of a person, and the schools have been right on board, so I can't thank them enough.
Good.
This is absolutely wonderful. Yeah. Well, as you said, not all kids are into sport or
exactly.
music, and even academia may not be their thing. But, I mean, the most important thing in life is that you're a good human. What a wonderful
initiative. That's exactly right. And then getting around the community.
Yeah, we're not saying that you, because you're a good human, should be rewarded, but this is a way you guys are giving back through acknowledging those people. So pat on the back there, Martin.
Thanks, Bilko. Yeah, when we read some of the resumes of how the kids are selected, I mean, they're doing some amazing stuff, volunteering and all this other stuff that nobody seems to know about. Obviously, they do, but we want to recognise them and say, well done, you. And the schools, as I said, they've been right on board, so that's excellent.
I remember you were saying to me a little bit earlier that the Anzac spirit, those qualities were already in the Anzacs, I guess, before they became known as the Anzacs.
Yeah, we talk about the baptism of fire at Gallipoli. And the Anzac qualities that came out. But I think that was the first time the world saw what's made of Australians and New Zealanders. They always had it. It's what makes them, you know, their ingenuity, their humour, all that sort of stuff they can do. And the world saw it for the first time. But, yeah, they come. They were butchers, they were bushies, they were bankers, all these people that made up the Anzacs. So that spirit and those qualities are in people day to day, whether they were in a uniform or not.
Very important day tomorrow. What's happening? Where should we be tomorrow morning?
Yeah, Remembrance Day. We will be conducting our memorial service starting at 10:30 in Memorial Lane, where the memorial flame is, and we'll have some marquees and that set up in the park. So that goes from 10:30 till just after 11. It's going to conclude with a fantastic flyover by the RAAF in a C-27 Spartan.
Awesome.
How'd you get that organised?
Awesome.
Well, not from me. The president of the place is a wing commander from the RAF, so
right.
I'm sure he's got some friends. But it is their centenary, so yeah, well done, John Hurley, for organising that. So, yeah, and that's going to fly as low as he can legally, right over down Memorial Lane from north to south.
And then be prepared to lose your hat.
We put some notices out. Please be warned that there will be a loud, low aircraft. Nothing to worry about. It's perfectly okay.
Well, Martin Muller, Veteran Services Manager at our wonderful Gympie RSL, we're always grateful to you for your time. You do such a wonderful job for the community, and we thank you for that.
Thanks for your support, letting people know what's going on. As I said, there's a lot of quiet achievers out there, and we've got 60 volunteers that do amazing stuff in the sub-branch. So it's fantastic. So thank you very much, guys.